I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Lebanon can't afford another crisis, but that's exactly what it's facing with the coronavirus. The government went into prevention mode this week, shutting down as much of the country as possible and banning public gatherings. Lebanon's economy is non-existent already, and Horizons International's Pierre Hosni says most people live paycheck to paycheck. If they can't work, their family won't eat that week. Refugees and the poor stand to lose the most from this latest health crisis.
We feel like we're on the edge of a cliff here. The people that are most vulnerable to the virus are the least likely to get medical care quickly, which just is a recipe for the virus to spread even more.
Ask God to intervene in Lebanon as only He can, and then ask Him how He wants you to respond. And teachers show students how to process the world, yet often that's done without the influence of the Bible. Harold Clausen with Teach Beyond understands how difficult it can be for Christian teachers. For years, he struggled to integrate his faith in his classes. Now, he helps other teachers on his website, transformingteachers.org. Over the last 16 years, he's compiled resources on teaching Christianly, with some in other languages. Clausen hopes this encourages teachers, but also other professions. He says,
when our mind is full of what God is doing and how what we are teaching relates to His plans and purposes for ourselves and for our students and our world, it's going to leak out in whatever environment you're in.
So pray for Christian teachers as they aim to integrate God's Word with His world. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab at our website. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.